Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in Steven Matz right now for the New York Mets as I think he finishes up day two of workouts over at Citi Field. Steve, Ed Coleman, and Dave Sims, the voice of the Seattle Mariners out west. How you doing?
What's up, Ed? How are you?
I'm good, pal. I'm good. Say hello to Dave.
Hey Steve. Enjoyed watching you pitch over the last few years. The first question that comes to mind, how's your health, man? You good to go?
Yeah, my health is good. I'm feeling good. I'm excited to be back on the field.
I know you were down in Nashville, and I think you were working out pretty well. Did you keep pace, Steve, from when you left spring training down in Florida and when you got back here? Did you think you were on track?
So I think I was on track as far as, like, was I able to keep up what I was doing in spring?
Exactly. Yeah, like where you left off. You felt like you did. You were in pretty good shape when you came yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. We have a good group of guys in Franklin and Nashville area. So we had a bunch of guys that would meet at a field, and you know, once a week I'd throw a live BP. Thankfully, the virus didn't hit too bad when I was down there and stuff. So you know, after our little shelter in place, we kind of got back out and after it, and you know, I was throwing four-inning clips to hitters by the end of it. So it was really good.
Yeah, the virus didn't hit, just a tornado. Remember that when that happened back in that? Yeah, that was you weren't there, I think, at the time. I know your wife. I think your wife was home, but it missed you by a little, I think, right?
Yeah, and then we had these things called straight line winds came through and took down trees. I lost power for like 5 days. So
oh, wow.
Crazy time.
Yeah, that is a crazy time. How was it getting back and getting onto Citi Field, even with the social distancing and that? Was it a little strange, or did it feel good, Steve?
A little both. It definitely is strange. I mean, I was expecting going in, you know, talking to Brody and some of the other guys, you know, Louie and Hafner. They knew that this is going to be an advantage to us if we take this very seriously, you know, and we keep our guys from getting the virus, it could potentially be an advantage to us. So I knew that they were going to be very strict with social distancing and wearing masks and keeping guys apart and everything, and so far they've done a great job, you know, and taking it very seriously. But on the other hand, it was great being out on the field and just kind of throwing the ball around and being in the stadium. It just felt great to be out there.
Steven, when you look at your starting rotation and stack that up against the other teams in your division, I know from, you know, I'm in the American League West, and I look at that your division, I think it's pretty stacked. You know, how do you compare yourself to the other rotations in your division?
Yeah, I'll take us against anybody. I mean, I think, you know, it's tough to lose Noah, but you know, we had the depth. You know, we got five guys that have started in the big leagues for a while now. So, I think we're just as good as anybody out there. So I was really excited in spring to, you know, show everyone what we could do. And so, well, everybody seems like they kept in shape pretty good. So it's gonna be fun just watching everybody go to work again.
Yeah, it was good to hear that everybody got, you know, got back healthy. I think everyone is in pretty good stead. You know, you got through the COVID stuff, I think, at least at this point, all right. That's always a worry, but at the same time, when you look at everybody and everyone seems to be pretty healthy, that's a good sign going forward, Steve.
Yeah, no, it's a great sign. Like I said, it's just good to be back out there with everybody, even though it's a little weird at being spread out and having to talk through a mask and all that stuff, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
It's interesting you say that about being weird, spread out. Right before you came on, about the last 15, 20 minutes, David Price said he's going to bag the season. Freddie Freeman, you know, has the virus. Mike Trout is wavering. Is everybody, you know, staunchly behind playing right now? Is there any wavering with the guys on your ball club that you've spoken with?
As far as I know, no. You know, we've been having different groups come in and out, and so it's been pretty staggered. It's been long days for these trainers and the coaching staff. So I haven't spoken to everybody, but as far as I've heard and seen, no. I didn't know David. So David Price isn't playing this year?
Yeah, that just moved in the last few minutes.
Wow. I did not hear that.
Yeah, he just he opted out from the Dodgers. Dodgers just announced that a short while ago. You know, Stephen, we're talking with Stephen Matz of the Mets. You know, one of the things I guess a misconception, or at least it seems that way at this point, that when pitchers came back, you know, how ready they'd be and whether they could ramp up in time. It seems like, you know, a lot of the guys are, I know Clayton Kershaw said he's going to go out and throw five innings on Monday. Scherzer seems to be okay. But you seem to be on track that you might be able to go fairly deep your first time. At least that's the sense that you get kind of around baseball. Do you feel that'll be the case?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing that's holding me back right now is if, you know, I threw four innings on a week from Wednesday.
Okay.
This past Wednesday. So now I'm kind of far out from actually facing hitters. So it's like all this travel and then getting tested and quarantine and then kind of coming back into schedule. It's kind of like throwing me off a little bit, really. If I would have jumped, you know, just flown right up here and got started, I would have been ready to throw five. But mm-hmm. I mean, I can still probably throw five, but it's kind of like it's going to be probably two weeks since I've thrown in a game at this point now.
Wow!
So that's the only thing that's right. Holding me back is the travel and the quarantine and all that.
Do you think they'll be a little careful? You know, kind of err on the side of caution with all you guys right now, at least in the first week or so.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's no point in the first time, unless you feel like you personally need to, like maybe Kershaw and Scherzer like to do that. But I don't think it's necessarily super important to go out and throw five. You know, I think easing into it a little bit and making sure you're good and then kind of ramping back up from there. But, you know, I could technically be good to go four or five.
Last year,
Stephen Matz with us from the Mets. Fun young left-hander. You went 11-10 last year. What kind of things are you looking to build upon or improve for this season?
Just everything. The main thing I would love to improve on is just going deeper into games. You know, that was kind of my mindset is if you're throwing deep into the game, there's normally stuff going right. So whatever that looks like from there, I just want to go deeper into the games. I want to be pitching the 7th, 8th inning. And then, you know, everything else will take care of itself from there. And so there's a lot that goes into that. But ultimately, if I had to point my finger at one thing, that would be it.
Steve, I think you'd if you picked up where you left off, you'd feel pretty good about last year. The last 6 weeks
yeah,
or so,
definitely.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The second half, I felt great. I made a lot of progress. So.
No question. You know, Dave, Steve, Ed, listen, a lot of guys help out in baseball with the community. Steve does, you know, a little bit more than most people. He has a foundation called Truth 32, helping the first responders. Steve, you did a lot of work, down at spring training, after spring training, and everything that's going on. Listen, you've done it for a while now. I know it's very important to you. I know you like to get the word out about it, too. But I wanted to mention that because, you know, like I said, a lot of guys help, but I think you probably do a little bit more than most guys do.
Oh, thanks, Ed. I appreciate you saying that.
Tell us just a little bit about True 32 and what you know, what people can do too in the future here.
Yeah, so pretty much it all started just from after my first season going and pitching in the World Series. My agent, team agent, both have a, you know, kind of a passion to, you know, give back and use the platform in a positive way. So we sat down, we had a conversation, and a few areas we was supporting this place called Angela's House, which helps families with kids and who have disabled kids, whether it's getting a wheelchair ramp or whatever. And so we worked with them a little bit. We worked giving back to a Little League a little bit, and then the first responders, military and police as well. And so what really stuck was the True 32, what we came up with the name, the True Heroes, you know, the first responders. Right. And so we just would invite them, bring them out to a game, just thanking them for their service. And then it kind of took on a life of its own. And now we're building scholarships for the families of kids who lost a parent in the line of duty. And, you know, we have a bowling event every year to raise money for that cause. And, you know, this, during this pandemic, we were even able to, you know, with our war chest based off what people gave and, you know, through the bowling event and stuff, we were able to give some money to I and the NYPD and then Elmhurst Hospital, who got hit really bad by the by the pandemic. They, you know, right here by Citi Field. So, you know, it was just an opportunity that we were able to give. And so, you know, that's really it. It's just being there for people, and, you know, we can only do so much, but that was the one area that kind of took on a life of its own. So,
yeah. You've done a great job with that. You really have, and I know that you kept that going through all this COVID stuff as well, too. The so do you think we'll get any of these people in to see an actual game before the season's out or not? What's your thought on that?
I don't know. I generally want to be pretty optimistic, but, you know, with all this, all these other spikes across the country, you know, it's just hard to even believe that. So I'm hopeful, but we got to see some more improvement in across the country here.
That'd be
nice.
Yeah,
when you look at the schedule, it's going to be on Monday or Tuesday. I mean, you can't help but think about that. Like, Eddie's probably not going to travel. I'm not traveling with the Mariners. I'm going to be doing all the games from our ballpark at T-Mobile Park here in Seattle. And do you get the willies at all when you think about the traveling that you got to do, even though I know it's the protocols are going to be pretty strong?
Yeah, I think based off what I've seen so far and how the club has handled everything, I'm not too worried about it, just because the Mets have done everything was really thought out and stuff, and even over the top. But, you know, I guess it's important at this time. So I'm not too worried about it. I feel like we're in good hands with the Mets organization.
Well, normally I'd say I'll see you soon, but I'll see you on Zoom sometime, okay?
That's, isn't that the truth?
One of these days, all right? Hey, Steve, thanks an awful lot for popping on today, and we'll catch you over at Citi Field eventually there, okay?
All right, guys. Happy 4th, and take care.
Thanks, you too, man.
Appreciate it. Steven Matz, he's a great kid and a good, very good pitcher and a great kid. And he does a lot of stuff, obviously, with that with the True 32. His foundation does a lot of great stuff.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.